got the empty envelope thing.
Oh, you must not have got that. No. I thought you were going to need that. You wanted to cook them there.
Are you going to stand them up for me, Tim?
I'll just add a little bit of oil to the pan. Why is it yellow? Right, let me see if it's actually.
I need the bag.
Right, let's have a look in this parcel then.
Yeah,
In the garage.
All the junk.
Right, we'll throw these bits and pieces away.
Auntie Mary send you some money then?
Yes. £20 from Auntie Mary. I know, she's
Mm-hmm.
been generous, isn't she?
Mm.
She's got nobody else really, so.
Well, when you've got somebody else, you've got to share a little bit.
Here's one for
I think
me.
I'd be giving it to some good cause rather
Well, I do.
Well, I, yeah,
Hopefully she'll
I
have
know.
something with the meat.
I mean, we're not
I would
sure.
send it just to, if I thought you were all out of work. Would be.
There's a very sweet one from John and Chris. Have you found that one?
Come here, she's giving me too many all at once. Thank you very
I don't
much.
Think they'll all fit on there,
Come on,
will they,
Chris,
Tim?
Timothy, I was
Trying to get the
saying.
stamps off these. Some
Daddy,
interesting
can you
looking
help me
stamps
open
around.
this
Yeah,
parcel?
I'm going to. I'm just getting the stamps off these envelopes that I had to sort of leave in a hurry in the end this morning. Thought I got loads of time and I realised it was 10:30. So no wonder I didn't get anything in town. I've forgotten where we keep our stuff. Chris and John.
Little Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Well, I'm always calling them Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Hey, don't throw it about. It might be something fragile.
Yeah!
It's come through the post, it probably isn't.
See, I've opened that
You
bit.
take the brown paper off and see if there's some more paper underneath, and I'll take that bit off.
Yeah!
Right. When you get to the stamps, make sure you don't rip the stamps, because we need the stamps off there. It's an intriguing stamp of a stamp there, look.
It is, isn't it?
Well, that's meant to be, dear.
Oh. Don't know. Oh, Stephen and Faye.
Pauline, Stephen and Faye. Pauline and Tony. Remember Pauline came to see his little girl? Oh, look, we've got a plant arriving with a brown leaf on it in there.
Ooh,
they're all mouldy, look.
Yeah.
They're meant to be mouldy like that.
I don't know, I think you ought to take the top off now.
Yeah.
Well, haven't you read the instructions?
Well, yeah, but it says don't take the top off for 12 days. When did I last?
Well,
when did
it
come out?
Be, I mean, it's 5 days since I went to Manchester, so.
It'll be tomorrow, won't it?
Fortnight.
Oops! Gently does it. Whatever it was. Just
Can
come
I
out
open
of
this
it.
Bit?
No, this is my bit now because it's my present.
That must be somebody's birthday. Let's
hear it. Oh, it's French. I think that's just.
What's
the,
inside it?
Well, we don't know yet. It's very exciting.
I
wobble
it.
Whose birthday is it? Wobble it.
Oh, it's something
Does
special
it
for you.
Oh, I suppose it is. The bath gel's very hot.
Look.
Daddy will be interested in these stamps. We've managed to come across some French stamps.
Look! Look! Look at this
shop. Oh, they're lovely French,
aren't
they? Can't
you get it? No,
I can't get it. Where is it?
Well, it's in a French box.
I hope it's worth opening.
So do I. I think the box is only because it's. Here we are, at last.
Oh, the right to do it.
That's a letter for everybody. This looks like a card.
Don't
smells nice.
Put it back in the box, don't you mind if it lost one?
Oh, look at that. I love birthdays on a badge. To Auntie Dot. James hopes your birthday is lots of fun for you, filled with many happy things and nice surprises too. Right, let me wear my badge. Says I love birthdays. we go. That can go in the bin. That can stand up somewhere. Don't know where. Seems to be running out of space. The gingerbread boy, isn't it? Or is that the man?
Dad.
That's your grandma, love, not your dad. Through the red bit.
Well, leave them in, or else you see Mummy wants other ones. She wants to make the biscuits. Let's look. Gingerbread family. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
What's she got?
Mum! Mum!
Oopsie. Don't you do this? Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
Rose garden. Celebrated fragrance of the rose has been recreated in this pot.
And says to Mama.
Oh, that's
going to smell the house out that one.
I smell it. Okay, I smell it. See.
Ooh.
Ooh.
30 outdoor freezers suitable for small gardens.
Okay.
Bulbs.
These will go with your shoes.
Planting time, March to April. We must rush out there.
The letter.
I love these freezers all the way down the side near that near the wall. I thought to myself, wonder what I could have down there that would look pretty.
Nice,
you know near the fence?
On this side.
No, that side. That side,
yes.
In the sun.
In this, yeah. Oh yes,
some freezers would be nice. I know, aren't I looking? Oh,
no.
Look at these socks.
No, I don't. Yeah.
They're huge.
They're all, you can wear them inside those trainers that you've just got.
Yes, miss.
What's this? Well, mind you.
That's a thank you letter for Anne's birthday. Well, that's very kind, doesn't it? We've done rather well there. Those are very nice things. What's this one? Do we have to take the lid off this? We will, won't we? Otherwise it won't smell. Or do we puncture it?
I can tell you somewhere. Look underneath. Is there anything
wait,
on the
wait,
bottom?
Wait. No, it doesn't. It smells nice enough with the lid on, but I'm sure
yeah,
you should take
it
off.
Come off. I don't think you want to put some oil in. I think you might have to make some holes in it.
Oh, it's got a scent tape down there.
Look.
Oh, it says display open in this attractive
big
container.
Five. Above mine.
Speak
or
die.
Have
we'll put these on the
put them high up somewhere, dear.
And I thought I would put them in the windowsill, I think.
Right, smell it.
You don't need to smell close. Don't get too close. It's quite powerful.
Yeah.
We shall walk in and Daddy will say, ooh, what is that beautiful scent? We will say it's the rose. Are you going to come with me for Christopher, Tim? Are you staying with Grandma?
I'm staying with
Grandma. Okay, thank you very much. I think you need perhaps need a trip to the loo, Grandma.
Inform him.
Inform him?
Yeah. I'll take him.
We also go to the park where there's nobody
when
else.
When arrived in David's park from the church to the village.
Oh, right.
And Paul and his Romanian, where we all go.
Emma.
Emma. 1st of August.
We won't get to invite to that one, will it?
What was it? So, David says to me, you know, I think I'm letting the family down, really. Oh, what's that for? It's yours. Just you wait while they've got out of the way. I said, it's not for yours. When you do it, there won't be any, oh, we had some.
talked about it. Said,
look at my cup.
Said, wait 12 months and then I said, probably something like that. I said, then all the attention will be on you.
I reckon Andy's parents were more excited about Micah getting married.
I just missed the part.
Well, just because
you shouldn't throw them. I can smell a smell.
It's called potpourri.
The room is going to just instruct yourself to go up the stairs.
Tim.
Quick before you go out.
Tim, he said, you'll probably need to go to the toilet soon. You will tell Grandma, won't you?
It's a potpourri.
Take him up.
Well, I'm behind me.
Hurry up then. He's
I don't think he will be. He's quite good at sailing. So. At this time of day, he's alright.
It's when it gets very tea,
you can't cope. Right, I'll see you in a bit then, Tim.
You want to say anything to him?
Like what?
Oh, what is he wearing?
What do you think of doing? Oh, yeah, actually, it'd be quite nice. I mean, when I arrive home,
yes, I'll make a gin and tonic.
I would guess that Christopher would like Ribena and orange mix.
Mix? Well, I'm not doing those. I'll just do the tea.
Okay.
I like.
Oh, is there a squirrel?
Yeah,
I didn't see.
That little bush it? There, he's gone over into that one.
Oh, yes, bless him.
Yeah.
I love squirrels, don't you?
There was a squirrel stray in the oak tree down the bottom there. I've watched it every time I've down to it, somebody's knocked it out. So it looks
oh,
like
what a shame. So they've come down here.
Up now. Yeah.
We often have squirrels down the bottom down there. I haven't seen any there before.
Oh, I've got a big wood at the back of my place.
Oh, well.
I've got the squirrels.
Plenty there.
I've got a big bird box that we've put a little outside bird box and everything outside. And I feed them all the time.
Oh.
And one's made a nest in this bird box.
Oh, lovely.
And it comes down, takes the food. And you see it taking all the straw and he's chewed all my clematis and everything off and took it all inside in this nest.
Sweet. We had a hedgehog last year. I haven't seen him this winter, since.
Probably
yeah, they could do. There were two of them, a male and a female,
mild.
And a baby.
Yeah, it's rather mild and they sort of they find a different place all the time, don't they?
The way down this way, you over here, eh? New notice. Is there a new notice here?
Oh,
it's all right. Mother and toddler, that's all right. I'm not into that.
Oh, I'm not into no
we run toddler. A mother and toddler in the morning on a Thursday. I'm not coming to another in the afternoon. I'm picking a nose, look. You're Gemma.
She's so with the fingers.
Oh dear, somebody's
okay,
sad.
Okay. Did you see the magazines this morning?
No, I haven't seen them. Have they come? They got some?
Yeah, Christopher's on the one page, and Gemma and Barry, I think it was. But she did so nice. not to bother boy in the magazine at the end. Sometimes they might give you some. Yeah. So she said, you
We're on the front of a book, you know. Same bloke is on the front of a book.
I've seen Christopher on the front of the book. He's lovely,
really. I know, he looked really, really nice. He's in Smith's.
Little model. Yeah, these books are in Smith's. But she said, don't buy one yet, because they're £1.60.
Yeah.
Don't buy one
yet. You'll get free.
She says, because sometimes, she says, they'll give you some here.
Yeah.
She says, and I'll save one. Yeah. Thought she'll give them to the parents.
Well, they should send us quite away. We've got something or other on our jumper today. Wait for it.
What's the name, that teacher?
Pierce?
This is Pierce. They should give us an address, but the headmistress said don't bother away.
No, they'll come. I'm sure they will, because...
Well, don't treat it then. They give you the photocopy.
Oh, the photocopy.
Yeah, the photocopy.
That's nice. Is this you?
£1.60, but I said,
No, you'll get a complimentary copy. We did with the book.
Yeah,
the man came round to our house and gave it to us, so they'll probably pop him into school.
Is that my words?
Good grief, look at this. I know all my words. Smile and a star. Good gracious.
What words you are now?
Considering we've had those words for about a week, I should think we do know them, really. What have we got now? We've done those ones.
We've done all these on the...
We've done this one. Well done, Christopher.
We've done that one. Yeah, we've done that one.
We've done these two.
Yeah,
this is your photo. Oh, look at you. Oh, sweet. Preparing the press print block. That's nice, isn't it? Was that when we did that? Because I did that with you, didn't I, in the afternoon? Or I did some with somebody.
Did you do that rolling?
Yeah, rolling the print stuff. I'd never done that before. Oh, there's the address.
Lovely. She put the address. Oh, that must be it. Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same
but
thing.
She said not to bother. They're selling in WA Smith, but she said they sometimes. The last times I did, she said hang on a minute, started all right. Come on then, because we're going to... It's because of Kirsty's mum. Yeah,
well,
she started offering to give me a lift station art while she's down the bottom.
Oh, right.
So I thought, well... You know.
And what's this? Christopher...
Oh, that they had them yesterday.
Well, we was ill.
Oh.
He was sick on Friday.
Come on in, Jen.
What do we got now? The storm?
What book have we got? We got one.
That's a swizz, that one. You get to the end and they've not got in the pool.
Oh.
I was really cheesed off with that.
Night,
really cheesed off. Yeah. They don't make it. They get to the door and that's it. And you think, oh.
It's more on the reading tree book.
Right, thanks. Bye.
And, I mean, it would be a bit...
Oh, no problem. Because did he show you what we did in the library yesterday? He brought it to show... Oh, you didn't show... It was ever so good. He got it out and he read most of it ever so well. It was lovely. So we were very pleased.
You might like to read for the rest of the class.
It's a good story. It's very funny. It's all about Mummy who started out being a window
pane.
Does everybody know? Fine. Thank you, Michelle. It's very kind. I'll go home and blow my candles out. Come on. Well, no, I threw the old ones away because they were getting holes in the bottom. Here's Mark's mum. Hello. All well? It does, doesn't it? It goes very quickly. Yes. It's Tuesday already.
Oh, who knows all my words?
It's a big one, that. And yet another star. The thing is, he doesn't actually have to remember them because he can read them. I don't know whether she's cotton on to this yet. It's a bit of a swizz, really, isn't it? Hey? Come on.
Did you enjoy your swim this morning?
He said it was cold. Was it cold? You found it cold.
There was a debate as to whether we went in or not.
Oh, yeah. It was so cold. He said it was cold when we got in. It was even colder when we got out. So if we all go down with pneumonia, that'll be
it. I think if it's a bit like that again, we wouldn't take
say
it.
No. Yeah.
But we got changed, and it wasn't until I got in
that you realised.
Realised that it was so cold.
And they'd forgot to put the heating on or something earlier. Thermostat not gone in.
I
I don't know whether they've gone and complained about it.
Well, that was, you know, I mean, they were all waiting. They'd all got the armbands on. And it was, you know, do we take them in or not?
So you were in for 10 minutes and rushed about and then out again.
Get out a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Well, considering we were sick the day before, I should think that'll really do us in.
Yeah, right, you stood under the heater, didn't you? No. The heater's nice and warm.
There's a heater in there, is there? Well, oh, you mean heat in the changing room?
In the changing room, it's quite a good heater.
There's one in the Lees, just by the changing room, the lockers. And I always choose a locker that's, choose a locker that's just in the Lees.
He's dried his hair by the time he's sort of got changed.
I always pick that little spot to get changed in. We'll see you all then, right? Bye. Bye, Mark. Michelle and Samantha. Hi. Oh, hello. You waiting for your mum, or did you go home by yourself?
Well,
fish for both. Oh, right. That's a good idea. See ya. The wrong way. I think he's going to the post box. He's got a letter in his hand. Well, we will unless we've gone down the hill. We'll have to practice the window cleaner one if you're going to read it to the rest of the class. You have to practice it so you can read it with expression so they don't all fall asleep. Hello. All right. Oh, we're just weary, you know.
I know all my words. That's brilliant.
And a smile. We've got a new one tonight. I don't know, we're going to cope with this. We've changed schemes now. We're into the Oxford Reading Tree.
Oh.
I like the Oxford Reading Tree. I think the stories are really fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That'll be nice, won't it?
Yes, I do.
Our children would love that one over there.
And yeah, we've managed to keep ours in September. I don't know if we ever get... Will we get a free new one ever? Or do we have to we have to pay our 10p, do we, when it comes to pop? Every when, do you think? Oh, every year. Oh, we've got a long time to keep it going. Within about the first month, Daddy managed to get the iron on the top. But nonetheless, it's carried on.
It has not gone in a few days.
Well, I thought ours would. When I saw it coming out, I thought, oh, goodness, this is going to be 10p a week type of thing. But it's been very good. And because it's bright yellow, you don't lose it, you know.
No.
If you keep all your stuff in it at home, you can see it under the chairs and, you know, like things get. I mean, one doesn't try to lose things, but they just happen, don't they, really? I think I appreciate more now. You know, when I was teaching, I used to think, oh, stupid woman, she's not going to bring this book in. And, you know, and now I think, oh, dear. Yeah. And you also appreciate the people, I would appreciate now, those who manage to do it every day without fail, manage to sort of, because they must have put themselves out no end to have done it, as opposed to those who think, oh, blow, I can't find this, just tough. No. Hope we don't lose our mask game, it's got all my money in it at the moment. It's a really good one, isn't it? We're really enjoying it at the moment. Don't know what number it is, but we have to... What do we do with it? Something 7. 67, perhaps even, or 70-something. Anyway, whatever, it's got money, hasn't it? It is. Yeah, I was going to say, those new 5p's are the thing, aren't they? But you see, you just get the new 5p's and lo and behold, they'll produce something else.
Oh, yeah.
He's got chicken pox at the moment, I think. so I think she's probably just come out for a quick stroll. We won't spend our time over there at the moment because I think we'll fall apart. Hello, all right?
Have they not had chicken?
Yes, I'll have. Yeah, they probably passed it on, in fact. Tim probably passed it to them a bit ago.
I hadn't heard him cry so much like
that. Tim, you mean?
No,
that one. Oh, that one.
I'm glad that's gone.
I'll tell you something, I was amazed at the reading book he appeared with, Fluff and Nip and goodness knows what, that went out with the ARC when I came out of college. I don't know whether they're all reading that or whether they just sort of found one. It must have been just a, perhaps a one-off or something, but I was amazed. No, I don't think it is. I think it's probably got... Yeah,
but it's
the moral, that's right, and the moral stance sounds good, doesn't it? I don't know if it is, but it just sounds
I
suppose.
No, you
know, no.
So, I mean, I like this book very much.
Yeah.
But I think people just don't like
it. Yeah, it could well be. I don't know what it is.
Because I don't think it's a bad school.
No, and I think particularly this new head seems to know exactly what she's doing, where she's going. I think it's excellent, and I'm sure she's working everybody to death, and I think that's brilliant. Well, I was worked to death when I first came out of college and I really appreciated it.
Well, I,
you know, you had high standards and you knew where you were aiming for, and that's what I want my kids to go through as well, you know, somebody who's going to do their best.
If everybody around them's got to
aim high, that's right.
You know, the staff, I mean, yeah. They'll know that that's their
that's right. And you know that if the staff have put themselves out to make a decent classroom environment, they're going to go mad at the children if they muck it up. Yeah. So therefore, you know, you're going to have that sort of thing.
Is it one of the things that get to me at the moment is the timekeeping. It's very bad. I think I'm strolling at 10 past 4 to past 9.
It's a bit bad, that. Yeah. Well, I was there the other day and the bell went and nobody sort of moved. And I thought, I think it's time so I got up and washed my cup of tea. Like, and they looked at me as if, you know, oh, there's a kilo supply. But I mean, I do think it's important
think
to do that.
Weird,
because not only that, it's not fair for the dinner ladies. Because, I mean, they're stuck out there, you know, doing their bit.
But from every angle, timekeeping to me is so important.
Yeah.
Because it does rub off. I mean, my two, I've always been very particular.
Yeah.
And they've never been
trying
late
to get
for their
things
jobs.
There on time.
You know, they've both got little jobs. They'd never be late and they'd have to go and all that sort of thing. But I don't know what some of them are going to be like strolling and feeling on.
Yeah, you mean the children and the things rather than the staff?
Oh, yes, I meant the children.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the parents and teachers
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to come into school at 10 past 4 to past 9, you're waiting to go into assembly. And I don't know, it's just, to me, it's wrong. Every day, there's two children in our class they're late every day.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
They probably don't get up till 9:15, so, you know, it's a bit of a struggle, really, to get there.
If you can manage to get here for 9:10 every day, why can't you manage to
get here for 9:00 every day? Yeah.
And it should be 10:02, shouldn't it, I think? Oh,
it's 5:02, it says on the bits of paper. But then the bell doesn't go till 9. Although sometimes it goes at 9:02 and sometimes it goes at 9:05. They say something different or something, do they? Yeah.
Because I was in Dyce Castle.
Because sometimes we think we've got hours and we hear the bell going as we're coming up the hill and we think, oh, do ya? And then, you know, other times we'll be sitting in the playground for ages. Well, standing in the playground. So.
And I think sometimes if things crop up sometimes and we all get rather engrossed and everybody's gone to the classroom, you think, oh gosh, bell. Anyway,
right. Okay. Bye. Hello. What is? It's mixed, is it?
Yeah,
I told Grandma that's what you'd want.
Yeah, well, we're doing mixing. You've done made a drink for
us. Got some goodies in there. Ah, well, we haven't got many biscuits, have we? you know why we haven't got any biscuits? Because guess what we've got to do? Make some. Yeah. I'm not sure we can actually make gingerbread bread, because I'm not sure we've got any ginger, but we could certainly make some biscuits with what we've got.
We can make some men,
but they just won't taste of ginger. Would you like one of these mean whites? I can't be coping with making biscuits right this minute. Have you seen this?
I know my words. I'm going to make a big one. She's a scream, she's always doing this kind of thing. She likes sticking notices on people's chests.
Would you like one of these biscuits, Grandma?
I'm going to make a big one.
We're not going to make anything right this minute, because first of all we're going to sit down, have a nice cup of tea, and Christopher's going to read to me. I think that gets that out of the way before the excitement happens.
Because we've got to have the...
I know where the cake is, but I'm not allowed to look.
Yeah, where it is.
There you are. Yeah. I know where it is.
Yeah.
Oh, what does it say that on the back for?
I think I can.
Cold.
It says cold, but we don't know why.
Welcome to the
dance
floor.
Thank you. Now then, Grandma, if you go into Smith's and buy yourself an art and craft magazine, you'll see your grandson in there on page whatever that is. Page 28.
Not the book, it's a different one, is it?
This is another one now. This is the Art and Craft magazine. You know, they used to do child education, they probably still do. Same thing, Art and Craft. Yes? Oh, it is
a
dog. Well, that's it. That's the one.
It used to be a marvellous one.
Well, that'll be it, I should think. We shall have to ring the grandparents, because they wanted a copy. We're supposed to get a free copy of the magazine, we think, but they photocopied that for us just for fun.
Right.
School have done it, because it came through today in school.
Oh, he's on another picture, is he?
That's what I'm saying, see?
I remember he's 71.
I didn't realise he'd be on his own in there.
No, I didn't look at that.
Looking as if he's doing the whole lot. Apparently he just had to model that. He didn't get a chance to do it properly.
Oh, he'd like to, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's been to the toilet. He didn't say come to the toilet. I had to go in a big hurry, see.
So he just came
after
as well.
I saw his little head. Oh, something looks like a frog coming up.
Oh dear, what's the matter with Tim?
What's happened?
What's your problem, Tim?
What's a drink? Where should I put my drink?
I don't know. Where would you like to put your drink?
I thought you had it in my bag.
What was this? Was this a birthday cake or something? With candles?
I don't know.
I bet it had candles there and they fell off. Do you think?
I think it was
terrible.
Can we get a mat for there? Because otherwise it makes a mess on my chair.
Oh, it's starting to look in.
I've seen the plectrum. Ah, oh, you found the plectrum.
It wasn't, that was up here.
There's a mat on the settee there, Christopher. On the settee. Oh, that'll do, yeah.
It's mine, this one.
Yes, I know.
Do you want this on here? This new magazine, which Tim chose but has decided not to read.
Did these two come here then? How did they get Christopher in this?
They took him at school. It's all at school.
That's at school, that's
it. Can you send for it?
The magazine? You can get it in Smith's if you walk in. Walk into Smith's and ask for Art and Craft April edition, Scholastic Publications. And if they haven't got any spares, I'll order you one, I suspect. Oh. Or they'll get you one. Or you could get it through your local news agency if you wanted.
I'm not asking
that. No, they'll never get it, will they?
No, good question. What are you talking
about? Okay, you're going to squeeze in this chair with me to do our reading.
Well, that could be a card for someone.
What's he got?
Could be mine.
You've already seen it,
maybe. It could be for Ruth. It's Ruth's birthday.
when?
Oh, 3 days' time.
Or it could be for Daddy if he wanted it.
Could be for Daddy. Yeah. My daddy might feel left out if he doesn't. Have you seen my badge? Look. Auntie Gwen and Uncle David sent me a badge saying I love birthdays.
We've all
Tip had one like that at 12 the time.
Yeah. Bebold.
Mine's, is this James?
Bebold, is
it?
Does he know Bebold?
He does know Bebold, yeah.
Bebold, she's old.
She's old. They make a load of rubbish out of it. Come on. Where are you going to see?
I'm seeing Bebold.
Now then, Chrissy's got to read to the class tomorrow, Mrs. F*** says, so we're going to practice. We'll practice on Grandma.
Right.
Right, you've got to make it sound really interesting. Let me switch this thing off because I don't want to hear you read again, I don't suppose.
That's a gingerbread man. Oh, that's a dinosaur. Hello. Oh, there's another one. Got that one out. Oh, there's a daddy.
Right, I think we better move this chair, because we're not going to have enough room, are we?
I'm going to make the gingerbread man.
If we're going to make the mixture, we shall just have to move all these. Move all these to one side. I'm just going to put them right up here because otherwise there's not going to be enough room to make the mixture.
We don't want to put the mixture in these.
Right, now let's see what we need to do. It says we need to melt golden sugar, margarine.
No, I haven't washed it.
Pardon?
I haven't washed my face.
You haven't washed your face.
No.
You sound to me like a tired little rascal.
I want to help.
You can help, darling. Don't worry.
There.
No trouble, alright? Don't cry, because it's okay, alright? There you are, do you need a towel? With the biscuit cutters over there.
I wanted to put him there.
Well, it's just tough.
You're not.
Right, we need golden syrup. We need some margarine. Can you fetch me some margarine out of the fridge? There should be a block of margarine in there somewhere.
We shouldn't look at the box.
No, well, don't look at that. You won't be able to see anyway because it's in a bag.
No, that.
Caster sugar. We don't appear to have any caster sugar. That could put the end
anyway,
to this cooking trip.
It's right at the
we'll
shelf
have to use
where it is.
That's what we got.
We shouldn't have... Mum, we shouldn't have even let it open because I hadn't...
Right, where's the scales?
Are we going to have this for two?
Depends what time.
I'm going to do what? Some of these.
Depends what time we get round to getting it in the oven. Ooh, 350 degrees, we don't know what that is. We'll get...
Those.
Centigrade. Right. What else do we need? Golden syrup, margarine, sugar, plain flour. I've got some of that somewhere. What else do we need? Pinch of salt.
Pinch of salt.
Ginger we're not bothering with. Baking powder we got and bicarbonate of soda we got.
What if we don't have ginger?
Well, we're not having gingerbread men because we haven't got any ginger. So we're just having sort of nothing then.
We're having sort of biscuits.
Pinch of salt or
something
in there.
Yeah.
What else did we say?
We're having biscuits.
Hold on, so we can't find any. Oh, here we are. There's the baking powder.
Nothing. Oh! Mum, it went.
carbonate of soda has disappeared.
Mummy, so something waves.
Self-raising
this plants. Way. Mum, this way, something. This way is nothing.
Right, change of plan.
What?
Change of plan. We haven't got any bicarbonate of soda, okay. So we'll have self-raising plant instead.
What?
Let's just see whether we should use the baking powder as well.
Let's put the budgie
in there. Hey! What are you doing? You're going to end up having a salty biscuit if you're not careful.
Yes. Do it. Now I've got the sugar.
Right.
We'll
do the margarine first. Where did you put the margarine? Oh, there we are.
Mommy.
It's actually a block. There's a block of margarine somewhere. Yeah, this one.
Right, then can I
do
it?
Right, then. Can you see that? Can you see where it says number 8 there? We've got to wait till that orange light thing goes round to the 8.
The big marker.
Yeah, can you see it, Tim?
Right down to that 8.
Which 8? No, you look at the wrong one. This 8 down here where it says 8 and then there's an O and a Z. It's 8 ounces, which is about 200 and something grams, but we're not worrying about grams today. Recipes in ounces. Oh, I think that'll be enough. Let's see.
No.
Try some more. No. Try some more.
No.
Nearly now.
Nearly.
Yeah, I think that's about right, don't you?
Just one more other thing.
Flip. How's that?
One more tiny pan.
Oh, no, that's enough.
Why?
I'm worried about that, right. That needs to go in the pan if somebody would like to put that in the pan.
I'm going to.
Thank you, Tim. Don't tip it on the floor.
No. Pour it.
It sort of blobs, so be careful.
Whoops. Oh.
Careful. Sugar we need now.
No, wait, shall I do it? I'll
yes,
do it.
6 ounces of sugar. Okay, you ready? Oh, dear me, look at that. Stick it in there.
Oh, dear. Can't eat it, Tim. It's biscuit crumbs.
Right, can you see what's happening? That big notch there, that's number 4. Now we need another notch. 5, and another notch. 6. Whoops! Stop, Mummy. Too far, but never mind. It'll be okay. Right, that lot needs to go in the pan as well.
I'll take it.
This time, because you did the margarine.
Right, the trickier one.
Whatever you do, don't make a mess on the table like I've just done.
Oh, it's a lot.
I know.
Oh.
I'm going to make loads of biscuits next. Right, come on up. What else do we need? I think we'll just wipe that mess up there, else we'll be in bother. Mind that thing as you're doing it.
Mmm, nice.
Get your fingers out of the way.
Mmm, it tastes nice, Mum. It tastes biscuit.
Does it?
Can you put pepper down?
What? Right, wait a minute, no, we don't yet. We need the golden syrup. This is the sticky bit. Oh dear. Can you go get down and get that back, Tim?
I can't.
Why not? This should be interesting because we're going to get this sticky mess here if we're not careful. 8 ounces. Blob. Blob, blob, blob.
It's righted!
Blob, blob. I think I'd better do this one, Tim, because I haven't had a go yet.
No, Mummy hasn't had a go, actually. I can't lick it. No. I can't lick it yet.
Sticky-wicky.
Sticky-wicky. I can have the spoon.
Oh, yeah.
How's the lick it, please?
Oh, yeah.
Can I lick it? What if
you can lick the spoon and what can lick the bowl thing?
Well, the spoon, please. When you've got the golden syrup off, we don't want you eating the golden syrup, and if you do,
you can eat golden syrup in this thing. We just need to get the water into the biscuits.
I'm having the box
possible.
And he's having the
spoon.
How am I going to get the golden syrup up?
I should use your fingers if I'm here. Try not to use too many fingers, just one.
One.
And then keep licking it. Come on, syrup.
Club.
Now, do you know what we've got to do with that lot?
No.
Melt it. So where will we put it to melt it, do you think? Hold on, Tim.
Lick the box.
Can I lick the box? Yeah, you can lick the box.
And
now the... Here's the box for you. There's a spoon for you. There'll be a lot of it, Tim. Be careful. Don't let it get everywhere because it's so sticky.
Golden syrup.
Yeah.
I love it.
When it comes to tea time, you won't be hungry, will you? Because you need to have me eat all the biscuit stuff.
Nice taste.
Right, where are we going to put this, do you think, to melt it?
On the coven.
On the coven? On the there we go. Let's get this in a drawer to stir it with. Should make a nice mess. Am I allowed to eat sticky things? I want to, but it's not very good for you to eat too many sticky things. Makes your teeth go funny. Right, now what do we do? Flour, salt, ginger, which we're not doing, baking powder, and bicarbonate of soda. Right, how much of that? We need a big bowl. Excuse me. Grandma, are you all right?